Just hours after the Czech health authorities ruled out the presence of the swine flu virus in three suspected cases here in the Czech Republic, five more were reported. Moreover, with news of the first swine flu-related death in the US and cases of confirmed swine flu in neighbouring Germany and Austria, Czechs are becoming increasingly concerned about the threat of a pandemic. Daniela Lazarová has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Daniela, what is the latest news from this country?
Well, Rob, things are moving fast. As you said, there are now five more suspected cases, four in West Bohemia in the vicinity of Plzeň and Karlovy Vary, and one in Ostrava, that's in Moravia. All of those people recently back from either Mexico or the United States. They're now in isolation and doctors are waiting for the test results to come back. But of course, with plane loads of people coming in from high-risk destinations every day, people in this country are worried that these five cases could just be the tip of the iceberg. And of course, the risk is now perceived as being very real indeed. What with three cases of swine flu confirmed in Germany and at least one in Austria, it seems just a matter of time before a case is confirmed here in the Czech Republic.
Right, but how have people responded to the threat?
Well, on the surface, people do not appear to be overly concerned, but pharmacists report that people have been taking them by storm. It seems they've bought up all the face masks on stock and they keep coming in and asking for Tamiflu. That's an antiviral drug that's proven effective against swine flu. Now, that's a prescription medication, but people always find ways through friends or relatives to get a prescription. And although the country's chief hygiene officer has said there is enough medication for 2 million people, and of course the country is prepared to buy more, people are clearly not taking any chances. Doctors say the phones haven't stopped ringing in the past few days, and people come to see them with the slightest signs of cold or cough because they're worried it might be swine flu.
Right. Well, the media obviously always plays a crucial role in events such as this. How's the Czech media been covering the story so far?
Well, not unexpectedly, the media has gone into overdrive about the threat of a pandemic. In fact, some of the papers look like it's already broken out with snapshots of people walking down the street or wearing face masks. Now, of course, these snapshots are from Mexico, but psychologically, these pictures have a very powerful effect. There is speculation about worst-case scenarios, according to which several million people could die the world over. So, of course, all these things are very hard to ignore. In fact, Wednesday's Hospodářské noviny carries details of a national crisis plan for a pandemic. It envisages as a worst-case scenario up to 3 million people infected and up to 12,000 people dying of swine flu in this country. Now, the plan was originally made for a possible bird flu pandemic in 2004, and it involves closing down schools, turning them into emergency wards, the distribution of face masks and antiviral drugs to the public, and of course measures to protect people in key professions such as doctors and nurses, public transport drivers and so on. It doesn't make nice reading, any of it, but on the other hand, there is a lot of essential information that people need, and of course people themselves try to get more and more information on the internet as the situation gets more serious.
Of course, yeah, the primary source of information for most people, I guess, now. You say people are buying up Tamiflu here, but we have heard that it's not even a good idea to take it unless you really do have swine flu and have been diagnosed as such.
That's right, and we are hearing repeated warnings from the health authorities about not taking the drug as a preventive measure or for a common flu. Doctors say this creates a risk that the drug would cease to be effective, and that could be a real problem in case of a pandemic. Of course, teams of specialists are also working on a vaccine to produce a flu shot for the swine flu, but it could take up to 3 months to produce and test it and another 14 days for it to work once it's applied. So people now are just being urged not to panic and to take the usual preventative measures like eating a balanced diet, washing their hands, personal hygiene, that kind of thing. There are, of course, security measures in place at the country's international airports, but they do hinge on personal responsibility. There are no thermal cameras as yet, just a team of medics who have an office on the grounds of the airport, and people are encouraged to report to them for tests and medicine if they've come from a high-risk destination and are not feeling well. However, the authorities say they are ready to introduce thermal cameras and stricter measures if necessary, which may be very soon indeed by the look of things.
Right. Thank you very much, Daniela Lazareva. It's obviously becoming a global story, this one. What's the situation like where you live? Do you think all this coverage is exaggerating the problem and creating unnecessary panic? Or should we all be wearing those face masks? Write and tell us. English@radio.cz